There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, this is interesting. I found this article, and I find this really, really fascinating, okay? It comes from BrainJet, and it says 15 things you were taught in school that are total lies. And you're like, okay, no, wait a second here. I think back to my school days, and I remember learning a lot of things. I remember learning about Christopher Columbus. I remember learning about Van Gogh cutting off his ear, you know, to give it to a girlfriend, things like that. Well, apparently there's a lot of myths out there that have been debunked, you know, like your tongue. You know, if you have certain receptors where you can only taste sweet on one part of the tongue versus not. A lot of that stuff isn't really true. And so I found this to be very, very interesting because you know how I like history. So, for example, okay, so this is from BrainJet. I got to give them credit. This is awesome. These are 15 commonly taught stories they say have actually no basis in fact, and you've been fooled. They say Van Gogh. Vincent Van Gogh, according to new findings, even though he possibly struggled with mental illness, they say fellow artist Paul Gauguin is the one that cut off his ear with a sword during a fight. Art historians have been claiming this now over the last few years going, guys, okay, you know, Gauguin, who was a friend of his, etc., he's the one that cut his ear off with a sword. Now, I don't really know why, okay? You know, apparently, I guess I don't really know the history that they had. I guess he was a fencer, Gauguin. He was a fencer. He was planning to leave Van Gogh's quote-unquote yellow house in, I don't know, Arles, southwestern France. It was an unhappy day. He had walked out of the house with his baggage and his trusty épée in hand. I don't know what that épée is. Maybe an EpiPen. But was followed by Van Gogh, who was mad. Van Gogh had earlier thrown a glass at him. The pair approached a bordello. Their fight intensified, and Gauguin cut off Van Gogh's earlobe with his sword, either in anger or self-defense. Then he threw the weapon in the Rhine River, and Van Gogh delivered the ear to a prostitute and then staggered home where police discovered him the following day. That's what they think happened with Gauguin and Van Gogh. Pretty interesting stuff. They say the pair had sworn a vow of silence, which is why nobody really knew what the hell happened until after Van Gogh died. Another thing they said we were taught in school is how chameleons change colors to camouflage themselves. Okay? They're saying, well, not exactly. They say the colors on the lizards change both as a characteristic of mating behavior and as a method to regulate their body temperatures. So they'll change from light to dark color to absorb more heat. So their colors are changing, they say, not to camouflage themselves, but for heat. I don't know. Tomato, tomato. All right, my guess is animals like to camouflage. So anyway, they say Christopher Columbus discovered America and the fact that the Earth was round. They said that's not true. They say ancient Greek mathematicians had formulated theories about the roundness of the Earth 2,000 years before Columbus even lived. They say Viking Leif Erikson was the first one who discovered America back in 1000 A.D. Wasn't Leif Erikson also, wasn't there a singer? Oh, that was Leif Garrett. Different tastes are detected on different parts of the tongue. No, the entire surface of the tongue can, I guess, detect taste, salt, bitter, sour, etc. However, I do think that there are certain changes depending on scarring, etc. You know, the flavors are perceived by neurons in the brain, so it's not that your tongue has certain areas. I remember learning that in medical school. No, no. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, no, your tongue has receptors, and the brain is one that decides. They say here, and this I have to look into, they said Abraham Lincoln was strongly against slavery. They said he wrote in 1862 that if he could save the Union without freeing any slaves, I would do it. They say that's a quote from him. I don't really know much about who really was against slavery or not at the time, but I know there's been a lot of discussion on how much of what we have gotten from that story is accurate. But it's tough. You know, because again, at the time, George Washington had slaves. They all, you know, it was something they did. So, you know, you kind of wonder if a lot of people didn't want to give up the slaves, you know, which they had done for hundreds of years prior. Or maybe not hundreds of years, because they weren't there. Sir Isaac Newton, was he really hit on the head with an apple? I never learned that. I learned that he saw an apple fall from a tree when he decided to test his theory of gravity, but that he really wasn't hit on the head with an apple. But then again, most of us have been hit on the head with some sort of fruit. They say humans evolved from chimpanzees is false. I like to believe in the creation theory, but they say that the two species actually formed two separate lineages. One species formed separately over 6 million years ago. We're in the same taxonomic family and share an ancestor, but we didn't exactly evolve from the chimpanzee. Another myth is that there's no gravity in space. Of course there is. Okay, there is a form of gravity, maybe not as much as on Earth, but the gravity helps keep things in orbit. So yeah, there is gravity in space. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. They said, no, not true. Apparently, the patent was around, I think the patent was from Heinrich Goebel. And there were even other inventors that tried to play around with incandescent bulbs. But Thomas Edison did a lot of research in the area, seemed to be the one to effect it to the point where now that we think of Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb. There were originally 13 colonies. They say not exactly true. Delaware was never a separate colony. They said Delaware actually didn't become a colony until, I believe, trying to think of the year. But it was, I think, during the Revolutionary War is when Delaware finally became a colony. I have to look that up. I think 1787. So anyway, 13 original colonies, but, you know, for completeness sake, yeah. And then let me see that. They said there was a phantom colony switch between Pennsylvania and Maryland. I don't know. They said Ben Franklin did not fly a kite and discover electricity. If a lightning bolt hit, he would have actually died. They said everything about Thanksgiving we learned was fake also. That's scary. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to Lee, who is eating lunch next to Tom. And I could smell it from here. I mean, that is some yummy eats. I'm getting hungry. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And what are you guys eating over there? Oh, see, they're eating. They're gone. It's lunchtime. Man, jealous. I bet it's Chipotle. They always eat Chipotle. They make more money than I do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you know how you drive behind a truck? And you're driving behind a truck and you can't see. Now remember, I love my truckers, okay? Especially those of you who are following us on XM Radio. A huge, huge trucker audience. And you guys rock. I mean, oh my God, you know, I would not have any of my Hostess cupcake yummies if it wasn't for you guys, you know, bringing it to me. So, as far as I'm concerned, I am a huge fan. But a big problem I have is I can't see around your big butt cargo. Okay? So I want to pass somebody, but I can't see. Right? And so people end up taking risks. It puts you at risk as the trucker. It puts me at risk as the passenger. And there's people trying to pass a truck, but they can't see around the truck. So Samsung Electronics has come up with a way to help reduce this problem by mounting cameras on the front of the truck and then large screens on the rear of the truck so that we could then display and see what is in what the trucker can see, because the trucker's in front of us and his big tushy truck is in the way. Not that it's your guys' fault. For those of you that have a big tushy truck, you know, again, we need you on the road. It's just if I got a pass, I can't do it. So it's called the see-through system. Okay? It's a prototype video system on safety truck compromised a front mounted camera. It captures a view of the road ahead of the truck, and then it sends a live feed to an LCD screen, okay, that is installed on the back side. And Samsung's solution transmits a continuous view of the road in front of the truck to exterior monitors mounted on the rear. This view is enabled both day and night, and it's said to have the potential to significantly reduce overtaking accidents or accidents where you're passing, as well as providing trailing drivers with information on road hazards ahead well in time for them to react. Now, see, this is my concern, okay? My concern is I'm going to have to get too damn close to the truck to watch the TV screen, and then once I see the TV screen, I'm like, oh, my gosh, but then they're too close. So hopefully it's big enough where you could see from at least a two-second stopping distance away. They say the test vehicle is no longer operational, but believes that the technology has been proven to work. So they do have plans to carry out further tests that will have the technology comply with the appropriate road authorities for use on the highways. They are working with NGOs and government to see this through. No announcement has been made yet. But, I mean, I'm looking at this, and this just really, it just makes a lot of sense. It's really, it's almost like you could see through the truck so you know what's going on. I think it is absolutely brilliant. So I hope something like this really does make it long term. That's excellent. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a California-based water bottling company called Niagara Bottling has recalled 14 of its brands yesterday after one of its spring sources detected E. coli bacteria in its water supply a couple Wednesdays ago. The company said in an updated news release Monday that it's recalled its products after an abundance of caution and that the recall was necessary because one of its contracted springs failed to notify us that there was evidence of E. coli bacteria at the spring source. Somebody's fired. Niagara Bottling said the recall affects 11 states and the following brands that are made at its Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Allentown, Pennsylvania facilities. It's the Acadia, the Acme, the Big Y, the Best Yet, 7-Eleven, Niagara, Nature's Place, Price Right, Super Chill, Morning Fresh, Shaw's, ShopRite, Western Beef Blue, and Wegmans. Spokesman Stan Bratskier for Niagara Bottling told FoxBusiness.com that the 11 states affected are Connecticut, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, Vermont, Virginia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. So all of us are going, whew, I know, man, I'm looking to see. I have Aquafina. I like the Aquafina. That tastes good. No, not the Aquafina. I like the, is it Aquafina or is it Dasani? I like Dasani. I don't like Aquafina as much. All right, so what would happen if you drink E. coli? Well, you could have diarrhea. You could have cramps. You could have nausea. You could have headaches. If you're immunocompromised, that could be some pretty serious stuff. And again, right now, the water in the bottles are supposedly clean, okay? We haven't seen anything like that, any issues yet. But they are, as a precaution, making sure that they, you know, recall these and check and make sure that the water is fine. Recalls cost a hell of a lot of money. I hope these guys are budgeting that, because then what usually turns around is they come around and they hit you on the back end with higher prices. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we were taught that the tongue has certain areas where it perceives taste. I remember learning that. Well, scientists at Columbia University say, no, the brain is the one that decides the taste. What the hell is everybody talking about? Well, that's what I learned. I learned that the brain decides, but the receptors trigger certain types of brain cells, or their receptors are different to convey certain signals. That's what I learned. All right, in school we were taught that you have the salty, the bitter, the sour, the sweet, or the savory sorts of senses in the tongue, but the scientists say it's a myth. They found that each of several thousand sensors on our tongue can recognize any of the tastes, and the brain cell decides. The research was carried out at Columbia University. They looked at 8,000 or so taste buds that were scattered over our tongues, and they said that each taste bud could detect the five primary flavors. You kind of wonder how they did that. You know, did the taste bud go, ew, when it was sour, gross, and was it, ah, when it was sugary? You know, what? How'd they do that? Anyway, each taste bud had 100 receptors that were used to send signals to the brain. They don't know how the brain processes it, but the research shows that the decision on taste is made inside the brain. Okay, so this tongue map thing is a farce. They fed chemicals with specific taste to mice. Scientists then watched how specific neurons lit up when the mice ate the chemicals. And this made their taste neurons fluoresce when activated. The cells were beautifully tuned to discrete individual taste qualities, so you have a nice match between the nature of your cells and tongue and the quality they represent, according to Professor Charles Ducker. I know, like, you know, what are we doing? We're talking about taste buds, and we're talking about, you know, how exciting could this subject even be? The researchers say one of the benefits, thank you, is there any purpose to us doing this? The researchers say one of the benefits of the findings could be the ability to return taste functions to those who have lost it. Now, wait a second. Something just happened in the news with, I think, like an artificial tongue. Hold on a second. Let me look this up. There was something that happened with the tongue, and I remember going, I got to read this after I finish. Here we go. This is, yeah. This was interesting. Apparently, the FDA has approved a device that helps blind people see by using their tongue, okay? And maybe it's because of some of this research that was done, you know, years ago on the tongue map helped them do this. Check this out. The FDA has approved a new device that allows blind people to sense objects with the aid of their tongue. Using the BrainPort V100, a battered, powery device, it works along with a cane or guide dog, and it helps a person process visual images and better sense their surroundings. The BrainPort V100 was manufactured by the company YCAB, based in Middleton, Wisconsin. It has a video camera mounted on a pair of glasses. The glasses also have a fixture that goes inside the mouth. The part of the device contains 400 electrodes the user places on his or her tongue. Then the device captures images with the video camera. It transports the picture as electric signals to the mouthpiece through vibrations. The user feels what the company describes as moving bubble-like patterns. It's not electric shocks, don't worry. Like a mouthful of seltzer, which is cool, on the surface of the tongue, allowing them to see the shape and contours of objects by sensing the vibration or tingling. Is that cool or what? Light-colored pixels are felt on the tongue as strong stimulation. Gray pixels produce medium stimulation. Black pixels produce no stimulation. The camera works in a variety of lighting and even a zoom feature with the appropriate training. The user can learn to interpret the signals and will then have the ability to sense the location, position, size, and shape of objects and determine if the objects are in motion or still. Users typically complete a minimum of 10 hours of one-on-one training on the device. Okay, that's brilliant. Can you imagine? You just train yourself to know that if something is, like, hitting you a certain way, it's, like, fast. I think that's brilliant. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757. Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I'm looking at this article here where Jurassic World, the movie, I had seen it a few days ago, so I was giving my review in the first hour, is going to cross $1 billion at the worldwide box office after 13 days. $1 billion. I mean, the movie was good. Wasn't the best movie out there. It was pretty good. But you look at that and you're like, oh my gosh, apparently it fought off competition from that new, I guess there's this movie In and Out, I guess, coming out, Pixar's movie, I guess where they're inside the brain of somebody. I don't know. Looks good, but, wow. You know, you look at that kind of money and, you know, what is it about these movies? Why are we just so intrigued? What is it? Apparently, the top 10 box office weekend results, Jurassic Park, 106 million? No. They say it's going to be, I don't know, Inside Out, 90 million, Spy, 11 million, sorry, San Andreas, 8.7 million, Dope. Mad Max, I really wasn't interested in. I really wasn't interested in that. But, you know, I was, you know, thinking back, as to, you know, our superheroes. And I was talking about how my son was watching a trailer for Terminator. And the 80s brought us a bunch of movies that we, were iconic. You know, like the Die Hards, the Terminators, you had Stallone, you had Bruce Willis, you had Arnold Schwarzenegger. These are guys that dominated the screens. You had Indiana Jones. And my son was watching a trailer. I guess it was a Terminator trailer. And, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger goes, I'll be back. You know, my son turns to me and goes, man, they stole that line from the Expendables, you know, the Expendable movie. I'm like, what? The Expendable movie? No, you don't understand. That was a Terminator line. You know, I had to explain to him and smack him upside the head and, you know, whatever. But, you know, this is interesting. There was a study that was done on who our greatest ever film hero was. And Indiana Jones, according to this study, it topped a poll of 10,000 movie lovers. Indiana Jones and its Lost Arks and Doom Temples and all sorts of other stuff beat out James Bond and Han Solo. That's funny that he's basically competing with himself. Now, what is it about James Bond, Han Solo, Indiana Jones? You know, it's the quirkiness. It's the vulnerability. Remember, Indiana Jones was created by George Lucas, the man behind Star Wars. And he did four films, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Temple of Doom, The Last Crusade, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was all right? And, you know, he was quirky. He was a smart aleck, just like Han Solo was. And I think people really, really dig that. They want to see humbleness. They just don't want jock. But then on the flip side, we also want to know that good will overcome, like in the Jurassic movie. The guy Chris Pratt, good looking, all right, kind of jockey. You know, he looked like he was a little scared, but it would have been cooler if he kind of had a John McClane face or an Indiana Jones face, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm dealing with this. So the top 10 greatest movie characters, according to the study, was Indiana Jones, James Bond, Han Solo, Batman. They didn't say which Batman, if it was the Michael Keaton Batman or if it was the George Clooney Batman. Ellen Ripley from Alien. Really? I gotta see the Alien movies. I still haven't. Don't ask. I haven't. The Joker. John McClane from Die Hard. I agree with that. Definitely John McClane. Tyler Durden from Fight Club. That makes sense. Darth Vader from Star Wars. And this one I totally agree with. The dude from The Big Lebowski. Great movie. Great movie. Now, what about the 10 greatest TV characters? Walter White from Breaking Bad. The Tyrion Lannister. He's the dwarf on Game of Thrones. Agree with that. Homer Simpson from The Simpsons. The Doctor from Doctor Who. Tony Soprano. Sherlock Holmes. Buffy Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I never saw that. Jack Bauer. Amen to that. I love Jack Bauer. Omar Little from The Wire. And then Frank Underwood, House of Cards. The top 10 greatest TV characters doesn't mean you're going to get behind them and they're good guys, you know, so to speak. So, interesting. I think movies offer an escape. I think people love to be thrilled. I think people love being scared. I think people love to laugh. And people love to get out of the house. You know, everybody was worried about Netflix and all that ruining the movie industry. It's not. It may be moving the, it may be hurting the TV industry because, a lot of people will prefer to watch a movie than something stupid on TV. And there's a lot of stupid stuff on TV right now. So a lot of us are like, you know what? I would just rather see the Die Hard movie again or the Indiana Jones movie again, you know, than rather see those. But, people love going to the movie theater. And as you can see, this really, the Jurassic World is going to hit the $1 billion mark. It just goes to show you. Now, some of you guys are like, I don't want to go to the movies because I can't see. Well, Tom, my engineer, had filled me in on this really, really cool technology. There are these newly surgical implanted lenses that promise superhuman vision. Okay, this is pretty, pretty cool. Okay? Recently, Canadian research firm Ocumetics Technology Corp has been the focus of considerable media attention because this 8-minute surgical procedure could enable vision 3 times better than 20/20. In an interview with CBC optometrist Dr. Gareth Webb, inventor of his quote-unquote button-shaped lens, explains that this is vision enhancement that the world has never seen before. If you could just barely see the clock at 10 feet, then you get the bionic lens and you can see the clock at 30 feet away. The procedure, which has yet to undergo clinical trials, removes you losing your regular lens. Okay, so your regular lens has to go, and then it gets replaced with this bionic lens. The surgery consists of folding the new lens into a syringe filled with a saline solution and then injecting them directly into your eyes, where the replacement lens will unfold in about 10 seconds. According to Webb, not only will this procedure provide you superhuman vision instantly, but will also eliminate the worry of ever developing cataracts. Now, that is what I was going to say. A lot of us have to lose our lens anyway when we get cataract surgery. You know, if you have a healthy eye, you know, I'm like, no, don't be messing with your eye lens. You know, keep your eye lens. But if you are going to be losing your lens anyway because of cataracts, rather than just a new cataract lens, throw this sucker in there. Now, some of you are like, well, what's the difference between this and LASIK? LASIK reshapes your cornea, the layer over the lens. It doesn't touch your lens. So this is going to remove the lens like a cataract surgery does and replace it. So Dr. Webb presented his lens to an audience of ophthalmologists in San Diego. Now, I don't know if you've ever spoken to an audience of ophthalmologists, okay? It's very difficult. A lot of ophthalmologists out there wear glasses, so you get a lot of glare. So you have a lot of people with glasses looking at you. And I'm not trying to diss the ophthalmologist. I love the ophthalmologist. I use them all the time. My ophthalmologist is a fox. He's awesome. And he's good looking too. But it's very difficult for me to speak to a room of ophthalmologists because everybody's wearing glasses and I have to see the eyes. And if the light is reflecting off the glasses, I have no idea, you know, how to read them because I like to look at the eyes of people. You know, is she boring? Was she funny? Etc. So very difficult group. Webb and his team aim to be in clinical trials in 2 years and hope that their procedure and product will eventually lead to complete freedom from glasses and contact lenses and, of course, superhuman vision. I think that is so, so cool, and I hope to be able to benefit from that. I love it. I mean, you know, I'm going to have my cataracts taken out soon. Not really looking forward to that. An unidentified child was diagnosed with the measles at Martha Vineyard, Massachusetts, leading hospital officials on the island to warn community members that a child was infectious Monday, June 18th to Wednesday, June 17th. The child was not vaccinated, was visiting from another state, and the patient was diagnosed June 17th. He visited a bunch of public places like public libraries, amusement parks, etc. So they're warning staff and guests that if you start to have fever, rash, feeling achy, etc., get yourself checked. All right. Again, if you're vaccinated by measles, hopefully you don't have to worry. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fiber. members to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please, I want everybody to relax, and thank you. Thank you so much for your thoughts. My husband was not in that plane crash, okay? There was a small plane crash that happened in Las Vegas. And they had interviewed my husband, Dr. Corey Wax, yesterday. It was his very first TV interview, okay, you know, because he's a pilot. And he was talking about, you know, the wreck and what happened. But because most people don't actually listen to the news and they're watching what happens, they see his handsome face and it says pilot as they were talking about the plane crash. So as we go to bed, I start getting texts and buzzes, and apparently there's Facebook threads going, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia's hubby is all right. He piloted the plane. Everybody lived. Now, my husband's like, why am I getting all these hero messages? And people are like, oh my gosh, was Dr. Dahlia on the plane? Oh my gosh, are they okay? Where's the kids? And I'm like, what the hell's going on? No, guys, no. He was just interviewed. Okay, it was just an interview. And yeah, he's a pilot, so it said pilot, but it doesn't mean he piloted the plane. Everybody calm down, relax, it's okay. So I'm still getting messages, all right, about that. And no, it's okay. Thank you guys, though, very much. We really, really do appreciate your thoughts. But no, there is no way I would let him even pilot a plane anymore. He used to fly. I don't let him fly anymore. It's like a hell to the no on that one because I trust his flight abilities. I just don't trust the plane. And I just don't trust the mechanic. If the mechanic doesn't do a good job, we're screwed. So, no, but thank you. Thank you anyway. All right, so five ways to burn 500 calories. Fox News always gives us some real nice health tips, okay? So a lot of guys are like, man, I just got to burn 500 more calories on my Fitbit, and then my Fitbit will all be happy. All right, so here's some ways to do it. Remember I told you guys I like to dance? I stink at dancing, but I like to put whatever music on, and then I sit there and I dance. You know, and I shake my booty and all that other stuff. Well, they say intensive dance workout releases a flood of feel-good endorphins and it torches hundreds of calories. Like fitness and Zumba, you know, they mix dance moves and resistance techniques. You burn calories, you have fun, and you build up muscle, which increases your metabolism, okay? Another way to burn calories is eating more fiber. How many of us sit on the toilet and start to sweat, right, because we're trying to poop? Exactly. Eat more fiber. The more you poop, the more you lose weight. They say our body lacks the necessary enzymes to digest fiber, but it tries to anyway, and it burns calories just the same. So to burn 500 calories a day, you could run an hour a day or eat high-fiber cereal with berries instead of a bagel. So the high-fiber cereal helps you lose weight, and it keeps you more full, so that's a good idea. Next, they say go for a swim. A study by Harvard Medical School found that a 125-pound individual can burn 180 calories in just 30 minutes of leisurely swimming. You don't have to even sit there and do laps. You could just sit there and go, la, 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 you know, a backstroke here, la, 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 backstroke there. You know, yell at the dog, yell at the cat, make fun of your neighbors, and do all that while being in the pool. If you swim longer or weigh more, you will burn more. Fidgeting, all right? A lot of us that are more kind of nervous and fidgety and Kegel and stuff, apparently you could burn 350 more calories per day. Tapping your feet. Remember I told you guys, like, I like to sit there and kind of tap my feet or I do leg exercises while I'm on air. Sometimes you guys hear me out of breath, which is because I'm exercising while I'm on air. Okay, the Kegeling is the biggest workout. Let me just say that. And so those types of things help. Okay, using hand gestures, walking while you're on the phone instead of sitting on the phone. Keep moving. They say sweeping, like when you do chores, burns 89 calories. Mopping the kitchen floor burns 129 calories on average, depending on your floor. Food shopping will burn 82 calories. If you carry your groceries as opposed to, you know, tipping somebody to do it, that could burn another 89 or so calories every 10 minutes. Walking, bending, lifting, puttering in the yard also does that, okay? So that was from Tanya Zuckerbrot, registered dietitian. Very, very helpful stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. L-I. All right, so they talk about here this, there's like a five-day diet of modified fasting. A lot of you guys do that, and doctors don't like to recommend that. But we do have some scientists saying that they've developed a five-day, once-a-month diet that mimics fasting. In the study published in the journal Cell Metabolism, participants who intermittently fasted for 3 months had reduced heart cardiac risk factors. They also reduced cancer and diabetes, even aging. They said the number of study participants was small, only 19 who tried the diet. But the results are so promising that the University of Southern California researcher who helped develop this regimen is talking about trying to get approval from the FDA. Co-author Valto Longo, who studies longevity, described the idea behind fasting as a way to reboot the person's body by clearing out damaged cells and regenerating new ones. It's called the fasting mimicking diet. For 25 days of the month, you eat like you normally do. The good, the bad, the in-between. Then for day one of the diet, you eat 1,000 calories, 1,090 calories. 10% protein, 56% fat, 34% carbohydrates. For 2 through 5, you only eat 725 calories. 9% protein, 14% fat, 47% carbohydrates. In the study, you ate a lot of vegetable soup and chamomile tea. Petronella Ravenchier, a nutritional therapist in London, told The Telegraph that the new diet is less of a stressor on the body than complete fasting. They say it supplies most of the carbohydrates in the form of vegetables, which are packed with the phytonutrients and minerals that are good for us, rather than grain-derived carbohydrates, which don't supply much except sugar. So I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, I can maybe do that at 725 calories for a couple days a week. Well, maybe. Give it a try, see, but I don't know. Definitely check in with your doctor. Another study's come out saying, are you at risk for a heart attack right after exercise? They say a lot of people you won't see die during the activity, but they will die immediately. They could, I mean, you know, you like with the Facebook sister's husband that had atrial fibrillation, we believe, while he was on the treadmill. It's rare. But sometimes we see, either during exercise or right after exercise, heart attacks, right after sex, etc. So there's a pretty scary time there that we need to watch. They say James Lee Jr., the 62-year-old vice chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, regularly exercised, became short of breath while exercising, went to the hospital where he died. No further details have been discussed. And you look at, you know, people like this. I think Isaac Hayes died while on the treadmill. It's scary. We want to know that we could exercise without, you know, suffering from a heart attack afterwards. And as we start to exercise more, and I think we're doing a damn good job of exercising more, we're unfortunately not reviewing and studying our hearts. They say middle-aged men in high-stress jobs need to get a checkup once in a while. I say any of you that exercise, make sure you have a heart doctor take a look at your heart. Have them run you on a treadmill and see what your heart is doing. Okay, see if your heart can handle the treadmill. If your heart is having any issues while it's under the treadmill, I know a lot of you guys are like, wait, Dahlia, I exercise all the time. So don't be giving me crap about, you know, I could do a treadmill and then some. That's not the point. We know that you could run on a treadmill, but we don't know what your heart looks like when you're on the treadmill. And so rigorous exercise, whether you're, you know, it's a basketball court, whether it's playing racquetball, whether it's sex, whatever, okay? Rigorous exercise could elevate the risk for sudden cardiac arrest if you have the vulnerability of something wrong with your heart. So get yourself checked, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Alex. Hang me down,
take me down.
You gotta hang me down,
take me down, take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.